This is Ethan Millard and Alex Keery with the Nightside Project. Mm-hmm. Everyone these days needs a streaming device for their TV. You do too. Get the Roku Ultra.
Yeah, how about the best? 4K Ultra HD TV viewing experience. It's lifelike quality that you won't get anywhere else. Plus, how about some of these features? You get the remote finder. You press a button, it tells you where the remote is if you've lost it in the cushions. Plus, you can have private listening by just plugging into the remote with your headphones.
It's absolutely great. Go to KSL360.com/Roku for a great deal. The Roku Ultra, $129, free shipping. KSL360.com/Roku.
The Doug Wright Show. Top newsmakers only Doug has access to.
Answering questions only Doug can ask.
On KSL News Radio.
We really appreciate Congressman Jason Chaffetz joining us here in studio. And Congressman, this is a conversation that you and I had. This is not a gotcha. It's just kind of an interesting retrospect here. This is something that you and I chatted about in January of 2016, and I asked about the governor's seat, and this is what you said. How realistic is that possibility, Jason?
Oh, I guess it's always a possibility. I don't want to get out ahead of myself. I guess what I was trying to signal and say was that I don't intend to park myself in Washington, D.C. and be there forever. My home's in Utah. It's where my family is. It's where my heart is. I want to get in, serve with all I can, and then come home. And I've seen that job up close and personal. And I, you know, potentially that's something, I guess, that I would think about. But, boy, that's years down the road.
We have chatted about this publicly and privately. Yeah, right. And, you know, this is the political wonk in me. It was the political wonk in Jason Perry. It was the political wonk in all of us. We're going, let's see now. If Jason were to step out now and then kind of take a two-year breather, he wouldn't be serving in Congress, could devote full time and never be accused of, you know, kind of, are you our congressman or are you going to be our governor? And gosh, this looks pretty cool. Is that percolating out there anywhere?
Well, one day at a time. I don't want to be too much of a cliche. I've kind of always worn everything out on my shirt sleeve and just said, hey, this is where I'm coming from. Maybe I'm not trying to close the door or open the door to anything in the future. I'm trying to be as candid as I can and say I'm not running for the Senate. I'm not running for the House. I'm going to go back into the private sector. And then a couple of years from now, you can make that type of decision. But here, you know, early in 2017, I'm not willing to commit one direction or another. And we'll see where the winds take us. But I expect to be involved and engaged in politics. I'm not walking totally away. I want to have a voice out there, and I enjoy that part of it. But I don't know. This is not some, you know, triple bank shot that, you know, you have to. I'm not trying to be elusive about it. I'm just saying it's a possibility, but it's not something that is, hey, I got three moves here, and this is how it gets done. That's not what I'm – I don't know.
To use your term, if you're looking for an opportunity out there, we do have a mayoral race coming up in Eureka.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this could be a huge stepping point.
That's true. It's probably safer to stay in Congress than run for mayor of Eureka.
That might be true.
Yeah.
I have to ask this question. Did you get any phone calls that actually surprised you? You mentioned that Marco Rubio called, and I haven't asked the big question. Did Donald J. Trump call you? Did the White House have any comment on this?
I'm very good friends with Reince Priebus, and I did send him a notice this morning, and he sent me a quick text back, and then about 5 minutes later he called and said he was going to talk to the president about it. I don't have that good of a relationship with President Trump, but I do with Reince Priebus, and he is a friend. And, you know, he used to run the Republican National Committee, and when we were doing the Romney campaign, I traveled with him extensively. And so I'm honored that they would even think that that's a deal. But, you know, my truest, closest friends, you know, John Ratcliffe out of Texas, Mia Love, Chris Stewart, you know, those types of people that I hang out with day in and day out, Rob Bishop, Mike Lee. I went over to Mike's house and sat with him for an hour and kind of talked this through and what we were going to do. And so those people matter to me a lot. And Marco called, and then Speaker. I got a good relationship with Paul. He's a good friend.
Yeah, I've got the press release from Chris Stewart right here in my hand, and that's not the only one. You mentioned the private enterprise, getting back into the private sector. So where are you sending out your resumes?
I don't know. You know, you can't really follow through to the full fruition until you actually make an announcement and people know that you're seriously going to make an adjustment. So we'll see what happens there. But I was 16 years in the local business community here in Utah before I got into politics. And I did corporate communications, and I think I've got a lot to offer. So we'll see what happens. I'll create another LLC and put my shingle out there and see where that takes us.
Of course, the real conversation here needs to be at some point. You've got another goodly period of time in the United States Congress, again, in one of the most powerful positions in Washington. We've talked about this before, not just with you, but many. We are so out fighting our weight back in Washington, D.C. Talk about the punch that Utah has right now. What's on the radar for you? What are the I've got to do this before this term runs out?
Bears ears, bears ears, bears ears. That's at the very top of my list, and I've made that very clear. Not only do I want to see it rescinded, I want to go back and do it the right way, the Public Lands Initiative, and maybe give it a different name, but the process is important to me. I live here. I want to go down there and enjoy it and try to find a balanced solution to this. We also need reform for the Antiquities Act. So that is right at the top of the list. Remote transaction parity is something that I care deeply about. Our state legislature, our governor cares about. We've got to address that. There's a whole long list of things to do. But you also come to this conclusion in this process and thinking this through, there will always be more to do.
Right.
I don't buy into this whole idea that you hear from some people, well, I have to get this done and I can't leave before this. The country will survive.
My favorite line is, the job isn't done yet. And I go, well, either Armageddon or something, it will never be over.
Congress will, the Republic will survive it's not as big as any one person. And so I'm not pretentious enough to think that I have to be there in order for things to get done. That's just not, I just don't believe that.
I'm very appreciative that you join us on the show.
Sure.
You know, we were talking about this off the air. We've had a long relationship. It's been an energetic relationship. There are times when we were yelling at each other practically. But I always appreciated the fact that you'd always take our call. We'd always take yours. And as I mentioned off the air, there have been people who would not. They pout.
Yeah.
You don't. I appreciate that, and I've appreciated you joining us on the show. I want to give you just the last minute or so. What would you like to say to your constituents?
First of all, thanks, Doug, and I hope you have me on again.
Well, I'm disappointed there weren't donuts this time.
I fall short there. Yeah. Listen, it's been an honor and a privilege to serve. This is not my last day, but I do think it's a great opportunity for somebody else to step up and serve. And there are a lot of people listening to this show that think maybe they can do it. Well, put your hat in the ring. You know, get your finances together, get the policy positions in place, and that's the way the Republic should work. So it's just a tremendous honor and a privilege, and I hope if people hear or see some other rumor, some other, you know, thought or something, put that aside. That's just, you know, and part of me doesn't care what they think, but the other part of me says, I think I'm doing this for the purest of reasons, and I'm just trying to say, hey, in my heart, my hierarchy of needs, my family comes first. I really like the work in Congress, but I love my family more, and that's what's most important to me.
Congressman, thank you for joining us here at KSL News Radio, making, other than the Facebook posting, making the official media announcement that you are not seeking another term in Congress. Congressman Jason Chaffetz with us on today's Doug Wright Show.